Lester presents the Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, Ninotchka. The starring players...
This is Signe Hassel.
And this is Robert Young.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in the delightful Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer comedy, Ninotchka. It stars Robert Young as the Count Leon Dalgoux and Signe Hasso as Ninotchka. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Ninotchka. Springtime in Paris. In the good old days, when a siren was a woman, not an air raid alarm. When the Hotel Clarence was the ultimate in luxury. Heaven itself with modern plumbing. Or so it seems to the two Russian gents who stand at the entrance and peer inside.
Comrade Ironov, why should we lie to each other? It is a beautiful hotel.
Bulyanov, just imagine what the beds are like.
I hear when you ring once, a valet comes in. When you ring twice, a waiter comes in.
And if you ring three times?
A maid comes in. A French maid.
Oh, we could ring six times. let's go in.
Yeah, but Moscow made our reservations at the hotel terminus. Razanin is a very bad man to cross.
Well, you know, if you fought in the barricades. Are you now afraid to take a room with a bath?
I don't want to go to Siberia.
I don't want to go to the hotel terminus. Why, if Lenin were alive, he'd say, remember, Bulyanov, you represent the Soviet. You have come to sell the former Duchess Svana's jewels.
You think he'd say that?
And more. He'd say, Bulyanov, does the prestige of the Soviet mean nothing to you? Would you live in a hotel where you press for hot water and cold water comes out? When you press for cold water, nothing comes at all? Lenin would say, fui, Bulyanov.
Well, who am I to contradict Lenin? Come on, let's go in.
They took the royal suite, of course, for the honor of the Soviet. And they might have sold the jewels and returned to Moscow with some lovely memories. But Count Leon Dalgoux, the Duchess Swana's good friend, walked into their lives that day with a statement.
Gentlemen, those two jewels were stolen from the Duchess. I have an injunction against their sale.
A proposition.
Gentlemen, I warn you to avoid the courts. Split the jewels with my client, half and half.
And an invitation.
Think it over, gentlemen. But first... let's have lunch.
Now, lunch can mean a whole lot more than food. Good music. Good wine. And good-looking girls. Sabotage, perhaps. But by late afternoon, Leon and his comrades were in close accord.
Boys, I have that telegram ready for Commissar Razanin.
Oh, Leon, Leonichka, you are so good.
Want to hear it before I send it off?
A little Leon is going to read to us.
It says, Duchess Swana in Paris claims jewels are hers and has brought injunction to stop sale. Mm. In interest of our beloved country, suggests 50-50 settlement. Signed Bulyanov and Ironov. And for me, that's good enough.
Ironov, come quick.
What is it, Bulyanov?
A telegram from Razanin. Huh? It says your authority canceled herewith. Special envoy Yakushova arrives Thursday with full power.
Thursday? Today is Thursday. He's here already.
I always said it would be Siberia.
1 minute, please. Yes?
I'm looking for Michael Simonovich Ironov.
I am Michael Simonovich Ironov.
I'm Nina Ivanova Yakushova, special envoy from Comrade Commissar Razanin.
A lady, comrade. He didn't tell us.
No, we would have had flowers for you.
Don't make an issue of my womanhood. You are Bulyanov, I suppose?
Yes, comrade. How are things in Moscow?
The last mass trials were a great success. There are going to be fewer, but better Russians. Have you reserved a place for me?
Oh, this is your apartment, comrade.
And which part of the room is mine?
All of it. You have the whole suite.
You see, here they don't rent rooms in pieces.
It is very large. How much does it cost?
2,000 francs.
A week?
A day.
A day? For 2,000 francs, you can buy a cow. If I stay here a week, I will cost the Russian people 7 cows. Who am I to cost the Russian people 7 cows?
But we had to take this suite.
It has a wall safe for the jewels.
Yes, the jewels. Comrades, your telegram was received with great disfavor in Moscow. We need every bit of money we can raise. Our next year's crop is in danger, you know. If we can't buy enough tractors, there won't be enough bread.
Comrade Nanochka, we did our best.
I hope so for your sake. What does a lawyer say?
A lawyer? What lawyer?
You mean you didn't get legal advice?
Lawyers are very expensive here. Just say hello to a parish lawyer and, well, there goes another cow.
Besides, we have dealt directly with the Duchess through her personal agent, Count Leon Dalgo.
I will have no dealings with either. Tomorrow morning, I'll get a good lawyer.
Yes, comrade, maybe that is best.
Meanwhile, since I'm here, I will inspect the public utilities of this city.
A good idea. Shall I call you a cab?
Don't bother, Comrade Iranov. In Moscow, we still know how to walk.
Please, please, monsieur, you can, of course, now.
Sorry, monsieur gendarme, my mistake.
You, please. You.
Me?
Yes. How long must you wait to cross the street?
Well, until the gendarme blows his whistle again.
How many minutes between whistles?
How many? Well, let's see. I imagine about two.
You don't really know?
No.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Can I help you with that map?
If you will. I'm looking for the Eiffel Tower.
What, is that thing lost again? Listen, if you're looking for a view...
Only from a technical standpoint.
Oh, well, I can't help you there. Parisians only climb the tower in moments of despair to jump.
How long does it take to land?
I wouldn't know. The last time I jumped, I forgot to clock it. Look, there it is on the map. Let me have your finger.
Why do you need my finger?
Oh, bad manners to point with your own. There it is. You see? The Eiffel Tower, right there.
And where are we?
Right here. Together. Nice, isn't it?
Must you flirt?
I don't have to, but I find it pleasant.
Your type of person will soon be extinct. In Russia, it has already been liquidated.
A Russian? I love the Russians. Comrade, I've been fascinated by your 5-year plan for the past 15 years.
If you will excuse me now.
Where to, madame? The Eiffel Tower?
Naturally. I'm not a Parisian.
Do you mind if this Parisian comes along?
Not at all. Why should I object if you wish to jump?
I certainly must thank you for getting me up here. I'm glad I saw all this before becoming extinct.
Do not misunderstand me, please. As basic material, you might be not bad. But you are the unfortunate product of a doomed culture.
Well, it may be doomed, but it still has sparkle. Just see the way it glitters down there.
Pretty, I admit. But a waste of electricity.
Oh, look at it. All of Paris at your feet. The boulevard, the Arc de Triomphe, Montmartre, Montparnasse. And here, through this telescope, the finest sight of all. Watch, I put a franc in the slot. Then turn the lens until it, there. Take a look. What do you see?
House. Like any other house.
Oh, no. Not like any other house. 3 rooms and kitchenette devoted to the warmest hospitality.
Your house, of course.
A friendly place, accessible by subway, bus, and cab.
Does that mean you want me to go there?
Well, now, wait a minute. I didn't say that.
Then you don't want me to go there.
Well, I didn't say that either. I'd be honored, of course. But
then why don't we go?
Huh?
Yes. You might be an interesting object of study.
This is it, Nanochka. This is my castle.
Castle is a medieval word, a bourgeois word.
Well, may I offer you some bourgeois food? Or a drink?
Thank you. I've had all the calories necessary for today. What do we do now?
Well, we sit down, and we look at each other, we smile.
Why?
All right, we don't smile. What do you suggest?
I shall ask you questions. What do you do for mankind?
For mankind, nothing. For womankind, the record is not so bleak. Now, tell the truth, Nanochka. Don't you like me just a little bit?
Your general appearance is not distasteful. The whites of your eyes are clear. The cornea is excellent.
Your cornea is terrific. On my word, I think I'm falling in love.
Love is only a romantic term for a very ordinary chemical process.
Ninotchka.
Still, we are quite sympathetic, chemically.
Ninotchka.
You repeat yourself.
I'd like to say it a thousand times. You must forgive me if I seem old-fashioned. After all, I'm just a poor bourgeois.
It is not too late to change. I once belonged to the petty bourgeoisie myself. I fought my way out with a bayonet.
The bayonet? Really?
Yes, I was a sergeant. A sergeant in the 3rd Cavalry. I was wounded once in my...
Yes?
In my 16th year. A Cossack lancer.
Poor Ninotchka. Poor Ninotchka.
Don't pity me. Pity the lancer. After all, I'm alive.
Oh, my barbaric Ninotchka. My impossible, unromantic, statistical, glorious, analytical...
Telephone is ringing.
Oh, all right. Yes? Oh, hello, Bulyanov.
Bulyanov?
No, I can't come now. I'm entertaining a friend. From the army. Special envoy, huh? What? A girl? Yes, of course. What's her name? Yakushova, huh? What's her first name?
Ninotchka.
Thanks, I'll... Hey, it's you. You're here.
I was here. Good night.
Days and not even a glimpse of her, Bulyanov. What does she do with herself?
Mostly she talks with the lawyer, Leon.
I can only catch her outside the hotel, but she works there, sleeps there, eats there.
No, she does not eat there now.
Why not?
This morning she organized the strike of the waiters.
Then where does she eat?
At the little place on the Rue des Pauvres.
A worker's eating place, not for you, Leon.
Then may I ask why not? I've never worked this hard in all my life.
What will your order be, madame?
Roast grape, carrots, and beets, please.
Madame, this is a restaurant, not a meadow. Oh, tiens, this pan.
No, I'm afraid you just offended that chap.
Well, you? Why have you followed me?
I didn't follow you. I always eat here. Mind if I sit down?
This is a place for workers.
But I'm most at home among working men. These people are my friends. Now, take that fellow at the counter. Hiya!
Huh? Oh, hiya.
Well, he's pretty old. His memory's getting bad.
Your tactics are useless, Count Algun. My name is neither Bulyanov nor Iranov.
Oh, Ninotchka, who wants to talk business? I didn't have the slightest idea you had any connection with this deal.
Well, you know now.
Well, that's no reason we can't be friends. Come on, please, relax. I beg you, Sergeant, smile.
Why?
Oh, just for fun. Just smile.
At what?
Oh, anything. At the whole ludicrous spectacle of life. At us.
Why?
Because we're such an odd couple.
Then you should leave.
No. I can't leave. Not until I've made you laugh.
Ha ha. Now, you may go.
Oh, that's not a laugh. Not from the heart. Maybe if I told you a funny story. Have you heard the one about the Frenchman who went to America?
On which boat?
Well, let's try another one. Man says, waiter, I want some coffee without cream. The waiter says, sorry, sir, we have no cream. Will you take it without milk? Funny, huh?
No.
Oh, it is funny. It's very funny. Trouble is you have no sense of humor. I'm not going to waste my time. I'm going to leave, and if you want to see me...
Oh, shit!
Hey!
Oh,
what's so funny about this?
Oh, look at you. Roast grape carrots in your hair.
Well, that's no reason to...
Oh.
Ninotchka.
Yes?
You're laughing. Darling, I've made you laugh.
Lady Esther has presented Act One of Ninotchka, starring Signe Hasso and Robert Young. In just a moment, we will hear the Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Act Two. But first, a word from our hostess, Lady Esther.
Some women excuse the appearance of their skin by saying they were born with a bad skin. But how can that be possible? Who ever saw a baby with anything but a delicately smooth, fine-textured skin? I say it's the treatment you give your skin that makes the big difference. I say you can have a fresher, cleaner skin. A smoother, younger-looking skin after a single application of Lady Esther face cream. And I make no claims I can't prove. The Lady Esther patch test will give you all the proof you want. You'll see the proof with your own eyes. Just rub a little Lady Esther face cream on one part of your face, like your forehead or one cheek. Rub it on, wipe it off, and then look in your mirror. See how that patch of skin has taken on new freshness and clarity. Touch it with your fingers. Feel how the dry, rough flakes are gone. Now imagine your whole face refreshed that way, wakened to instant new life and radiance. Many women are thrilled to discover they look years younger after the very first application of Lady Esther face cream. Here's what this one cream does for your skin. One, it thoroughly cleans your skin. Two, it softens your skin. Three, it helps nature refine the pores. And four, it leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. You can prove all this with the patch test. And remember, the patch test takes only 30 seconds. In just 30 seconds, half a minute, you can see for yourself what a great improvement Lady Esther four-purpose face cream makes in your skin.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of Ninotchka, starring Robert Young as Count Leon Daguz and Signe Hasso as Ninotchka. Well, Ninotchka's laugh had broken the ice. She and Leon were rather friendly enemies now. And while they waited for the court to decide who owned the Duchess Swana's jewels, they visited many public institutions together. On this particular evening, the Café de Paris.
How about it, Ninotchka? More champagne?
Yeah. Well, you said 9 drinks till I got used to it.
Well, that's only 8 so far.
Oh, you know, it's so funny. I was brought up on goat's milk. I had a ration of vodka in the army, and now champagne. No.
From goats to grapes.
Yes.
Well, that's drinking in the right direction. To us, Ninotchka.
Yes, to us. Oh, Leon, darling, you know, you are the most pious. I don't know what's the matter with me.
You just made that trip from goats to grapes too fast. Sometimes it affects the speech.
Yes, speech. Speech. Huh? That's what I want to make, his speech. Listen. Comrades.
Darling, shh. The people here.
Don't touch me. I'm people. Yes. Now, I must talk to my brothers. Overthrow the Duchess.
Of course you must. And I'll help you, too. Come on, darling. We'll overthrow her together just as soon as I get you home.
Oh, Leon, Leonichka. Oh, I want to make a speech.
Not on a dry throat, darling. I'll have the champagne open in a minute.
Yes. Oh, Leon. Tonight was such a wonderful, wonderful party.
All our lives we'll have a wonderful party.
Yes, just for us. We'll have a party all our own.
And a slogan, too. Lovers of the world, unite.
Yes, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. We won't put up our arms. We won't close our fists. Our salute will be kiss, huh?
That's right. Kiss.
Yes.
Salute.
Oh, Leon, darling. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, I'm so happy. Let's have some music.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
Where's the radio?
Radio? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, there's a little tiny knob over there on the wall.
Oh, yeah, here it is. I got it.
Yeah, and now lift twice and stop at 7.
Right?
No music. It's dead.
We have to let it warm up, like people. Like you and me. Salute.
Yes, salute. And now, twice to the right, and stop at 2, huh?
There you are.
Oh, no music.
No, just these jewels.
Well, those Oval jewels. The tears of Russia.
By the size of them, someone must have been hysterical. Who cried this big one?
Tsar Peter gave that one to Catherine the Great.
Now I give it to you. I put it on you, Ninotchka. You will teach these jewels how well they can look.
Oh, no, no, you can't do that. Those jewels belong to the people.
I give them back to the people. I make you Ninotchka the Great, Duchess of the People, Grand Duchess of the People.
Yes. Is this the wish of the masses?
It is their wish.
Oh, thank you, Leon. Thank you. Thank you, masses. Can I make speech now?
Oh, please, you must.
Yes, now I'll make a speech. Comrades, comrades, people of the world. The revolution is on the march. Wars will wash over us. Bombs will fall. All civilization will crumble. But not yet, please. Wait, please. Let's be happy for our little moment, please. We are happy. Aren't we, Leon?
Yes, we are. We'll always be.
Yes, we will. I'm so happy. So happy. I'm so tired. Oh, I'm so tired. So tired.
Sleep, my little Duchess, sleep.
Yes.
Tomorrow, I think, will come too soon.
Yes? Come in.
We have news, comrade.
Hmm?
Oh, good news. Very good news.
The court has decided in our favor.
Oh, we can sell the jewels?
Mercier, the dealer, will take them all within the hour. Our work is done.
No, we must leave Paris at once.
So soon? Must we go so soon?
There is a message from Razinin. You wrote so well of us, he sends us on a mission to Constantinople.
But me? What happens to me?
An army plane arrived this morning. The pilot waits to take you to Moscow.
Oh.
I know that will make you very happy.
Yes. Very happy.
That's what we thought. It would make you happy.
Poor
Ninotchka. Going back to Russia. The happiest girl of all. No.
You sent for me, Comrade Commissar?
Yes, Comrade Ninotchka. There is trouble growing in Constantinople.
Bulyanov and Ivanov?
You would not believe what things are happening. Those two have been sitting there for 6 weeks and have not sold a piece of fur. Not only that, they are dragging the good name of our country through every cafe and nightclub.
How do you know?
I have been getting a series of anonymous letters. Here, listen to this. How can the Soviet cause gain respect when your representatives get so drunk they throw a carpet out of their hotel window and complain to the management that it does not fly?
Are you sure this report is correct?
It gives details which could not be invented. So I'm sending you after those two again.
Me? Must be me?
It is your duty, comrade. You will leave at once.
Ninotchka! Our own Ninotchka here in Constantinople.
See, we took the royal suite for you.
Bulyanov, Kiranov, please listen.
Oh, now, please, Ninotchka, don't start figuring it out in cows.
Razinin is very, very angry with you. What will you tell him when you go back?
Who says we are going back?
What do you mean?
We have opened a Russian restaurant here.
With a neon sign that says Bulyanov.
And Ivanov.
Comrades, you are deserting Russia.
Oh, no. We serve our country by serving good food. We make many friends.
Comrades, who is responsible for this madness?
Ninotchka, there is something here in Constantinople, something irresistible.
It may wait on a corner in a bazaar.
This minute, it's out there on the balcony.
On the balcony?
Go out and see.
Hello.
Why,
Leon. You.
They wouldn't let me into Russia, so I had to get you out.
Oh. Oh, so you are behind all this. You have corrupted Bulyanov and Iranov again.
Darling, I wrote and wrote, but all my letters came back.
Oh, the one I got I couldn't read. It began, Ninotchka, my darling, and ended, your Leon.
Well, what happened to the stuff in between?
Was censored.
Well, never mind. I'll tell you what was in that letter. I'll tell you for the rest of my life.
Oh, Leon, I can't. I have to go back.
All right, then I'll travel wherever there are Russian commissions. I'll turn them all into Bulyanovs and Ironovs. The world will be crowded with Russian restaurants. Oh. I'll depopulate your country.
Oh, Leon.
Once you served your country by going back, this time you'll serve it by staying with me.
Oh, Leon. Oh, well, between my personal interests and the good of my country, how can I waver?
Ninotchka, darling. Salute.
Salute. Salute, Leonchka, forever and ever.
Thank you, Robert Young and Signe Hassel, for a most amusing half hour.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Bradley. You know, this is my first appearance with the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players, but I do hope it won't be my last. Because since I came to Hollywood, I've seen the wonderful work that is done by the Motion Picture Relief Fund, and I know that this program helped make that work possible. Now, before we tell you about next week's show, a word from one of America's foremost beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Hassel. Anyone can use the same words I use. I can't prevent that. But can they prove what they say? Can they give you the same face cream that I do? That's another story. And can they give you the same remarkable results? That's still another story. Regardless of what anyone says, it's the proof that counts. And my patch test is proof, living proof, of every claim I make. To make the patch test, just rub a little Lady Esther face cream on one cheek, wipe it off, and then look in your mirror. See how much clearer and fresher that cheek looks than any other part of your face. Feel it with your fingers. Feel the satin-like softness of it. Feel how the dry, rough flakes are gone. And remember, what you see happen to that one patch of skin will happen to your whole face when you apply Lady Esther face cream. You'll see your skin take on a clear, clean look it may not have had in years. And I don't just say it. I ask you to let the patch test prove it. In just 30 seconds, half a minute, the patch test will prove that Lady Esther four-purpose face cream makes an exciting difference in the appearance of your skin.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players will present Anna Karenina. It will star Gregory Peck and Ingrid Bergman. Be sure to listen. Signe Hassel can now be seen in The Seventh Cross. Robert Young is soon to be seen in The Canterville Ghost, both Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer productions. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther, saying thank you and good night, everyone. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.